Putnam.
Putnam.
Who's here?
This is Nora.
Hi, Nora. How are you?
Oh, I'm very good, thank you.
Good. Where are you from?
Juneau.
Oh, good. Good. Is there somebody
Alaska.
Else? Huh?
Juneau, Alaska.
Wonderful. So you must know Harry Mundercar.
Yes.
Fabulous. Is there anybody else on?
Putnam, Rumbier Cars online.
Oh, good. There we go.
Hi, Rumbier. Welcome.
Thank you.
And who else? Okay, just us.
Okay.
Huh? I thought I heard somebody else out there.
Yeah, I thought my sister was going to be on, but perhaps not. It was
calling
from Washington.
Okay. Who is this speaking? Nora?
This is Nora, yeah.
Oh, good. Good.
Good job,
Mom. Hi, Guru Atma. Welcome.
Thank you.
And who else?
Amrit Kaur.
I'm sorry, one at a time.
Amrit Kaur.
Hi, Atma Kaur. And who
how
else?
How are you?
Sadanam from Los Angeles.
Hi, Sadanam.
Hi.
Okay, so I suspect that more will... Welcome. I suspect that more will be coming on, but we are going to go ahead and tune in.
Okay.
What I found is that this greeting part is a little hard on people listening to the recording. So we are going to get started a little bit sooner. Okay, so now, even for people who are doing the recording, it's very important that you do the tune in with us, and also everybody do the end song, the close song, Long Time Sun. Because what we're doing is we're opening the energy at the beginning, and then at the end we're closing the energy. So we need everybody's participation, and you'll like it too. Okay, you ready? Sit straight, please. Long, deep breath. Palms at the center of the chest. Eyes at the third eye point. And going deep within. Being so grateful for these teachings. Relax. Relax and breathe. And inhale. And breathe deep, please. Long and deep. Fully be present with your breath. Relax into it. And now begin heart breath. That is long, deep breath, but feeling like you are exhaling out of your heart. And now with heart breath, begin to connect with all the other people on the call. and also all the people on the recording. Remember, time is an illusion. We are all connecting in the present. That's a vast amount of people. Keep it up. And also now, lend in your heart breath to all those people in Haiti and anybody else who needs your sustenance of your heart breath. Inhale, and exhale, and welcome. Baba Sidichan says he's so happy that you're here. He told me just before the phone call that he had some prizes for us, and I go, uh-oh, who knows what's going to happen? Okay. So he's telling us first that it's very important for us to ride on the wings of his love. Now let's see what he means by that. He's presenting himself very funny, like flying around with big wings. But what he's talking about is, you know how we go through daily life and we get hurt, we get upset, we get confused, we get mad? He says, guess what, my darlings? You have to drop that now. He says, if you allow these old habits to continue, he says, when the going gets rough, you will be buried in an avalanche of those feelings, of those habits. He says he doesn't want that. He says he loves you much too much to have you buried and crushed like that. He says that's the reason I'm asking you to please, oh please, come to me. He says come to me every time you feel screwed over, every time you feel your heart break, every time you feel that nobody loves you, every time when you... Satnam, every time somebody has hurt you, every time you feel at loose ends and can't figure out, he's telling me to tell you what happened this week. I have been trying for a long time to write out this whole prosperity course, Partner Up for Prosperity, that we'll be offering. And I couldn't do it. I said, Baba Sidichan, how do I do this? He says, count your blessings. And I did, and it worked. Mm-hmm. He's right there for you. He's right there for you. He says, when you do that, when you know from your depths, from your experience, that I am available, that the Sri Singh is available, that, he says, that your heart breath is available, that your soul is available to carry you through. That is the secret of this new time, of this new age. And he says, if you forsake us in order to give life to those old habits of hurt, worry, heartbreak, he says, those are very difficult bedfellows, he says, and they will haunt you to the end of days. He says, just give them to me or rise above them, he says, and be present with me in my love. He says, you can do that. He says, the way you do it He's giving a little secret here. The way you do it is you begin your long, deep breathing. He says, and all of you are expert in that. That means to make your breath very slow, very deep, breathing through your nose, and eyes and attention at the third eye point, which is a point on the forehead, just a little in between and above your the line where your eyebrows are. He says, do that and relax into it. And he says, and I live there. Can you imagine that's my yogi's cave? He says, and I share it with you. He says, so come see me and we'll have a big time. He says, then that is where we will experience our love together. And he says, I'm going to I'm going to feed you the cheat sheet for life, he says. When you come to me there, he says, I've got all the answers. Ha, ha, ha. And he says, you don't even have to pay me, he says. All you have to do is to come see me, and we'll enjoy it. We'll have a little cup of tea, and we will be entranced by our love, and you will get the answers. He says, just be patient. Just let's hang out and sort of listen to the music, you know, the unstruck melody. And there you will have it. He says the reason most people don't do this is because it's much too simple. People need hard stuff. Oh, my heart is breaking. Oh, I can't stand this. Oh, I'm overcome. He says, but really, you know, when things get harder, well, they appear to get harder. And he says they will appear to get harder because the change, the great deal of change, the ripping down of Piscean, the old institutions, you know, which have given us trouble but have also given us security, when they come tumbling down, you must understand that they are not your real security. That it is your blessing that you don't even have to pretend that you are dependent on them and all their mismatched and slimy methods, he says. It will be your blessing. He says, and the poor people who can't make that transformation will have such a hard time. He says, be sure to do heart breath for them as that happens, okay? Okay, now keep breathing. Oh, now, he says, keep breathing, long deep breath. He says, go to your third eye. He says, I'm waiting there in our yogi cave. He says, now bring your question to me. Bring your heartache, your shortcoming, your worry. He says, bring it to me now. Keep up breathing. He says, and listen. He says, give it to me, please. And then listen or feel for his response. Stay deeply with him. This is a very sacred time. Just feel his presence with you. Good. Now inhale. And exhale. And he says, now, even though we're going to talk, he says, I want you to stay with me all the time. He says, yes. He says, I like it. I like the fun. Okay. So now, would anybody like to share their experience with him? Would anybody like to share?
I would.
Okay, who is this?
This is Ruth Landre from Los Angeles.
Hi, Ruth.
Yes,
hi. How are you?
Am I just speaking about today or about the calls in general?
Either or both.
Okay. I guess in general, I've definitely enjoyed the conferences, and I can definitely feel his presence anytime, and I have definitely been calling on him. And one of my concerns was whether I was doing it a little too much, but I do feel a lot more at ease, and I feel a lot more guided, a lot less stress, I guess, for everyday things that I guess I didn't realize how stressed I was about simple things, just wondering if I was doing the right thing or making the right choices and things like that, because they weren't always clear. And
what does the guidance feel like? How are you more clear? How does that happen?
Well, the guidance is really, really funny, because it's not it's very subtle. It's very smooth and I guess organic. It's really, you know, it's, I don't know, like even when you say in some of your literature where you say it's very cozy and intimate and like maybe parental or so I'm not sure exactly how to describe it, but it's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Gentle. Yeah.
Good. He says you can't call me too much. He says if you demand me, he says that's not, I don't like that. He says, if you come cozy to me, I love that. So he says, yes, I've had my arms around Ruth for a long time, he says.
Oh, yeah, I can tell. And there was something, I think, a couple of weeks ago, not the last week, but the week before, I was sitting and thinking about something that was really troubling me. And he said, you said one word, and it was merger. And it answered all of my questions. And then within the past 2 weeks, things have worked out. And it seems so much more at peace and at ease.
Isn't that fabulous?
Yes.
He says now that peace and that ease,
mm-hmm,
and that deep certainty, he says, is,
yes,
what is every human's birthright.
Mm-hmm.
He says, and we're just shedding all that other extraneous stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Thank
and
you.
He gives you a big hug.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else?
I asked the question if...
Sadanam?
Yes, uh-huh.
Hi. Okay.
Hi. If this new thing is being forced on us, or if we are creating it,
mm-hmm, and
through
the new
our
thing,
mind.
What are you talking about, new thing?
This new age coming.
Oh,
this,
okay,
whole new experience that we have to not freak out about. And
yes,
is it being forced on us,
mm-hmm,
or is it something we have created?
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that the thought that came through was both.
Both.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so let me ask you, and you see if this sounds right or not. Okay, everybody. So, the part that we created, did we create that from our soul level? Sadanam?
I'd
say yes.
I would say both.
Okay, and our,
yeah,
everyday...
Yeah, but that's my everyday self saying both, but...
Okay. Well, just ask your everyday self, which is, you know, our mind, our ego, our conscious presence in this body, in this life. So everyday self, do you feel like that you are being forced into it?
Yes.
Okay. So, Sadanam, I'm going to ask you to ask Baba Siddhitan, what can everyday self do to relax into this? Yes?
The breathing, you know, just to relax into it, accept it, acceptance, mm-hmm. not resist it.
Mm-hmm. And he says, since I love you, he says, I'm going to take care of you. He says, there will be things that people nowadays call hardships. He says, but yes. He says, but the depth of love and the miracles of connection that happen and the realization of what is really occurring. In other words, when he says deep connections, he's talking about heaven and earth, what we would call heaven and earth, and as well as deep connections to the hearts of others. He says that juice, that nectar, he says that will cover all. He says that is what we have craved for lifetimes. And he says that will be available to us. Okay, thank you, dear. Are there any questions?
I have a question.
Yes, who's this? Amrit?
Amrit, yes.
Hi.
I have been experiencing tremendous, tremendous heart pain.
Uh-huh.
And, I'm just curious if anybody else is experiencing the heart pain. What I have done is turned it over to Guru Ram Dass and Baba Sri Chan, you know, to actually hold my physical heart. And while you were doing, when you invited us to go to our third eye to be in his yogi cave,
mm-hmm. yeah,
to the new version of the man cave, I asked him about that, and one, for me personally, he was just telling me that my issues will be resolved shortly. I had another almost tragedy this past weekend, but also he was saying that the feeling of my heart breaking was the heart of the world, that I was one experiencing and feeling, but also opening and releasing as well. With the shifting, with Haiti, with just the whole conglomeration of the world opening, heart opening, having a heart opening, which was triggered by the incident with Haiti.
Right. It seems as though things have changed with Haiti in this Aquarian switchover.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So let me ask you, and you ask Baba Sri Chan. With all the difficulties you are facing,
mm-hmm.
because of who you are, are you intertwined with the energies of the planet so that what you're going through adds to the transformation of the planet?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That was like in big bold letters. Absolutely.
Birthing mother. Okay, good. So he's saying, yes, he wanted you to say that so that everybody who listens to this call, whether in person or in the recording, understands that all of you, all of us, are acting as pillars in these energy fields as we go through this. So that if you are faced with things like Amrit is faced with, understand what's going on. Don't feel isolated. Understand that you are given to be spiritual pioneers in the switchover to the Aquarian time. And then have fun with it. Release it. Release it and stay with Baba Sri Chan. Did that help you when you gave it to him or to them?
It did. It did, but it's increasing a lot.
Okay.
When you get to your crescendo,
mm-hmm.
It's like everything has to build, and then suddenly things, it just pops and dissipates.
Right.
I don't know. I must be in the almost of the end of the building
It's really crescendoing, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
So, I was just curious if you know if anybody else is experiencing that kind of experience and feeling or sensation.
I frankly have those sometimes, and I go, "Oh my God, this depth of hurt, is this from me?" And then I realize it's larger than that.
Yeah.
Has anybody else had those?
Satnam, yes. This is Nora in Juneau.
Uh-huh.
Yes. My heart, yes, has been also hurting.
Mm-hmm.
So I breathe into it. And
good.
My sister's heart has been hurting as well. And we breathe into it together.
Oh, good. And remember heart breath. Always remember heart breath. Amrit, does heart breath help?
It does. It helps to when the pain gets really intense. It helps to put me back in my perspective and shift it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, what I just do is I just finally just give up. You know, and I'm just like, okay, here, do what you got to do.
I think that's
it's
what
like,
it comes down to.
You know, it's like, okay, and it hurts like crazy, but here, just do what you got to do, and let's just move through this.
I think you got the answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, God bless you all. We have reached the end of our time. And Baba Siddhi Chand is doing a slow, happy dance. I've never seen this before. Slow, happy dance. He says, join me. It's kind of like sort of like a dreamy happy dance. He says, I'm not leaving. Okay. So, God bless you all. He's pouring out love from his heart to everybody. Okay. So, bless you. Put your hands together at the center of the chest. And inhale. May the long kind sunshine upon you all around you and let your light within you guide your way. Bless your hearts, bless all your fingers and toes. We'll talk next week. Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Guru.
Bye-bye.